people are grappling with the new reality of not being able to daven with a minyan. It goes against everything we've been taught, everything inculcated in us from a young age. We go to all lengths to daven with a minyan, and then suddenly, so abruptly, we've been told in no uncertain terms by poskim, by rabbonim, by doctors, that minyanim should not be held. And it's very difficult for many to digest. Someone told me about an elderly yid who had not missed a minyan in over 70 years, throughout good times and not such good times, tragedy and turmoil. This yid never davened without a minyan. And yet now, in his late 80s, he's been compelled to daven b'yichidus. So how are we to make sense of this, and what chizuk can be offered at this time? So thinking about this, I recalled a food for thought story that was published about 2 years ago that carries a powerful message. There was a group of bachrim traveling from New York to Boston for a friend's wedding. And as time passed, they realized that they might not make it in time to the wedding to daven mincha there with a minyan. So they debated whether they should go straight to the wedding, in which case they would at least make it on time for the chuppah, but they would have to daven mincha b'yichidus. The other choice was to take a detour in order to go to a shul in a certain town where they would be able to daven mincha with a minyan, but they would certainly miss the chuppah if they did so. So the Bachrim placed a call to their Rosh Hashiva, Reb Chaim Leib Epstein Zatzal, Rosh Hashiva of Zichron Melech, to ask him what to do. And Reb Chaim listened carefully to their question, and after thinking for a moment or two, he responded that they should go directly to the wedding, even though they will have to daven b'yichidus. And this way, they'll at least be able to celebrate with the chasen before and after the chuppah. But if they delay their arrival, then the chasen might wonder if they were coming all together. And it would surely put a damper on his simcha if none of his chaverim would be there to dance with him to and from his chuppah. That was Reb Chaim Epstein's directive. So one of the bachrim in the car was perturbed. He said, Rosh Hashiva, from my bar mitzvah until today, at age 21, I have never ever davened a tefillah without a minyan. I have never missed tefillah b'tzibur. How can I miss a minyan now? So Reb Chaim Epstein told him, Bachuro, Yiddishkeit isn't about winning streaks or records. It's about doing at every moment what the Ribbono Shel Olam wants you to do right then. And when I first published this story, Reb Fishel Schechter told me a second story that I think is quite apropos as well. He told me that the Pshvarsky Rebbe, Reb Yankel Eliezer, Grace Tzadik, once went to visit an elderly Yid at an assisted living facility on Chol Moed Sukkos. And upon arriving, the man's wife asked the Rebbe not to mention the fact that it was Sukkos, because it would put the elderly man in pain, because he would not be able to eat in a sukkah. Anyway, the elderly man was greatly encouraged by the visit of the Rebbe. The Rebbe offered him words of warmth and chizik and encouragement and divrei Torah. And the elderly man, he wanted to honor the Rebbe, so he presented him with some fruit, and he asked him to please make a bracha. So, not wanting to eat food outside of a sukkah, the Rebbe changed the topic and he put the fruit aside. And later on, the man again asked the Rebbe if he would make a bracha and have some fruit. So, seemingly left with no choice, the Rebbe took a grape, he cut it in half and he made a bracha and he ate it. And the elderly chayla was beaming. He was honored and privileged. The Rebbe made a bracha in his honor. After the Rebbe concluded his visit and he had left the facility, so he turned to the person who was accompanying him. And he told him, all my life, not once did I ever put a morsel of food in my mouth on sukkahs outside of a sukkah. And this includes the 2 years that I spent in Siberia when it required tremendous mesiris nefesh to maintain this stringency. I cannot cause a yid pain, said the Rebbe. And I think the message is clear. At any particular time, we are to do what the Ribbono Shel Olam wants us to do, not allowing personal streaks or records to dictate our conduct. Because Yiddishkeit and life are not about winning streaks. They're about doing what Hashem seeks. And they're not about going wire to wire. They're about doing Hashem's desire. And they're not about statistics that will get you into the Hall of Fame, but about always being Mekadosh, the Ribbono Shel Olam's name. May we merit to sanctify Hashem's name wherever we are, by doing what we're supposed to do. A guten Shabbos.